defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. Today, Hank is joined by Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, and Melanie Cogdill, managing editor. The Christian Research Journal is the award-winning flagship publication of CRI. The brand new issue includes well-researched feature articles, timely reviews, articles on how to share your faith, our always popular Ask Hank, and much more. These are just a glimpse of the fascinating subjects you'll find in each and every issue of the journal. So start your own subscription to this quality publication or give a gift subscription to your pastor or friend. If you'd like to subscribe, stay tuned for more details. If you'd like to ask a question about the current issue of the journal or about doctrinal discernment, critical thinking, or reasons for Christian faith and ethics, then call us right now at 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now here's the host of the Bible Answer Man, CRI President, Hank Hanegraaff.
And before we get into the Christian Research Journal today, a quick testimony on the meaning of this ministry and how it is impacting the lives of so many people. This is a letter that I just received yesterday from Sandra. She says, "Dear Hank, I am new to communicating with the Christian Research Institute. God led me to your radio broadcast several years ago. I listened daily, checked what you said against Scripture, and then prayed for discernment regarding your ministry. I eventually purchased the Bible Answer book, and I've referred to it many times since. I then purchased the Apocalypse Code. What a challenge. It's the first time I read a book referring constantly to the glossary and to a Webster's. But I enjoyed the challenge. I learned so much. I had no idea that this book would answer a question I have carried with me for years. I've always struggled with believing that Christ would return twice. I always thought to myself, nowhere in the Bible, new or old, does it say Christ is coming back twice. Your book provided the solid scriptural answers I needed. I'm equipped now to give a reason why. Thank you so much. I recently purchased your Legacy Study Bible. Using this Bible requires a different approach to studying the Scriptures. More effort is required from me in order to examine the Scriptures, but the rewards are great. It is better to seek and find the answers on my own than accept the interpretations provided by others. These interpretations may be right, but how much better is it to experience learning without a middleman or woman? My husband and I are retired. We're in a limited income, but I want to contribute to the Christian Research Institute. I would like to purchase your book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, and also subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Enclosed is a check. Please take it to pay for the book and journal subscription, and then use the remaining for your ministry needs. Thank you, Hank, and the Christian Research Institute staff, in standing for truth regardless of the cost. As you say, truth matters. I will pray for the Christian Research Institute, and as I can, provide monetary support." Again, just a little from a letter that I received today, and these letters always encourage me. As people use the resources of the Christian Research Institute to be equipped in a time in which discernment is sadly lacking in the Christian world. And one of the things we have done at the Christian Research Institute to help people with their discernment skills is to publish the Christian Research Journal. And the current issue of the Christian Research Journal is available right now. Again, it's a subscription magazine. You can subscribe for 6 issues. And if you do, I'm certain that you will be hooked on a lifetime of reading that will equip you with discernment skills. Discernment skills, as I just mentioned, that are sadly lacking and much needed in this particular epoch of time. You can order the Christian Research Journal right now by simply going to the phone and dialing 888-7000-CRI. You can look at the journal on the World Wide Web at equip.org or order via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As Randy just mentioned, joining me today, Elliot Miller. He is the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, and Melanie Cogdill, the managing editor. And I want to start out, Melanie, with you talking about one of the feature stories in this edition of the Christian Research Journal. And I wrote a note to myself in the journal as I was marking it and underlining it. Read this article only at the risk of being seriously convicted if you are a parent.
I agree, Hank. This article talks about equipping the next generation to become kingdom disciples, and it speaks just to what you were saying. Unfortunately, today, many teens are functional deists, and they don't know how to communicate their faith and don't have a deep faith. They're influenced more by the culture than the Word of God.
And I think one of the really convicting quotes in this particular article is from Vadi Bakum, who says, and listen to this, there is a big difference between sending fully trained disciples into enemy territory and sending recruits to our enemy's training camp. If we do the latter, we shouldn't be surprised when they come home wearing the enemy's uniform and charging the hill of our home while waving an enemy flag. Of course, talking about kids that we send off to college, and they come back with absolutely no faith. Their faith is stripped away from them because the professors are telling that the Bible no longer is relevant. That was then, this is now. The Bible was for that society. It wasn't a society that was scientifically enlightened. The Bible has now proven itself to be false because it is riddled with internal contradictions, and therefore the kids lose their faith and the parents don't recognize them when they come home and they never go back to the church.
And this is very much of a convicting article. It's a call to parents to really educate their kids in sound doctrine, to equip them to know how to defend their faith, to understand what they believe and why. And I agree with you very much, Hank. So many kids don't understand anything about Christianity and can't communicate it clearly.
And Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, I know that you are particularly interested in this article as well because it's about equipping the next generation. It's not just cursing the darkness, but it's giving us definitive answers for how we can build a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm.
Well, absolutely, Hank, and when you were reading the letter earlier, that really touched me as well, and I thank you for reading that because that was the first I heard about it, and that kind of letter really encourages me in the work that we do here at CRI. But I was just thinking at the time of the word equip that you have used to represent. You know, what CRI's mission is truly our mission, and our mission at CRI generally, and also with the Christian Research Journal, which is CRI's, you know, flagship publication, is not to give people what the right answers are in a whole host of issues. And we do present, a survey and scrutiny of different controversial issues that are out there every 2 months in the Christian Research Journal, and we do reach conclusions and present what we think is the biblical view on things. But if anybody is reading it just to get the biblical answer on any number of subjects, they're missing the whole point of CRI. I've been at CRI since 1976, and it has always been our chief mission to equip Christians themselves with the skills to discern teachings for themselves, to think critically, to know Scripture, to know what to look for, what are the essentials of the Christian faith, how do the cults and other false teachers misrepresent Scripture, what are the basic principles of hermeneutics or sound Bible interpretation, and how are they classically abused, what are the major fallacies in hermeneutics. And all of that is equipping information, and that is what we're about. So this particular article is just a perfect representative of our goal, and as you said, it's directed toward the next generation who needs it most desperately. You gave the perfect example. They go away to college, and they come back without any faith, and they're charging the kingdom wearing the enemy's outfit. So we want to prevent that. And what I really like about this particular article is that it is really practical. I mean, it's not just, yes, it's convicting, but it's not just putting people on a guilt trip and then not giving them any direction to go or any tools to use. Rather, it's full of practical advice of steps that parents can take to turn the situation around with their children, so that they will know not only what they believe, but why they believe, and be prepared for dealing with counterfeits and with outright atheism, unbelief, skepticism, and all the forces of the enemy.
And very clearly, if we treat as parents, if we treat Christianity as a mere hobby, an avocation, it is very likely that our children are going to see Christianity in that way as well. In fact, the article says 85% of youth from Christian homes attending public schools do not hold to a biblical worldview, and about 8 million 20-somethings who were active churchgoers as teenagers will no longer be active in a church by their 13th birthday. Josh McDowell wrote a book and said that the last Christian generation may well be this generation. So Christian apologists, Christian leaders see the problem. This article gives a solution to the problem, but it's convicting because as I read through this article, I realized that there are many things that I can apply in my own family to make sure that my kids are going to follow in my train because they've seen clearly and cogently what the Christian worldview is all about. So this is, and I mean, I'm trying to underscore the importance of a person reading this article. This is sounding the alarm. It's also giving people constructive advice for what they can do.
I agree. I mean, as a parent, I agree with you. And as a parent of a middle schooler, I mean, something that was brought up in this article was the question, am I as concerned with scripture memorization as academics? And that should give parents pause. What are we leaving as a legacy for our children? And what we spend our energy, our time, and our money on does communicate to our kids. Are they spiritual things? Are they things of eternal value as opposed to worldly things?
Elliot, there are a lot of reasons that we tell people to order the Christian Research Journal, but I think this magazine is more important now than ever before because, as I mentioned at the opening of the show, there just are sadly lacking in terms of discernment skills. I should rephrase that. The Christian world is sadly lacking in terms of discernment skills.
Right, and you know, I firmly believe, Hank, you know, the Christian Research Journal just keeps chugging on. You know, we celebrated our, actually, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year in terms of the publication itself, and it's 24 years now that we became a full-fledged Christian, you know, subscription-based Christian magazine published on a regular basis, and so we've seen the culture change, and we've been dealing with it all along. But the need for it just becomes stronger all the time because we're living in, a biblically illiterate culture. And And that is sadly true even among many people who sit in pews on Sunday morning. And so this is a way for Christians who maybe are unable to pursue higher education and Christian studies and biblical studies to be educated along those lines. But it is also, as we keep stressing, it is a way of equipping Christians to be able to educate others and to be able to impart discernment to others and to have the basic information you need on any number of subjects that you encounter so that you can be able to summarize what are the problems with that particular view, where it departs from Scripture, where it makes logical fallacies, where it is historically inaccurate, and then point them to Christianity, using it as a springboard for sharing the gospel.
And we'll be right back with more on the Christian Research Journal in a moment.
Start your subscription to the journal to make sure your relationship with God is rightly fed and well-grounded. It also makes the perfect gift for your pastor, loved one, or friend. To start or renew your subscription to the Christian Research Journal or to give a gift subscription, call 888-7000-CRI or order online by going on our website at www.equip.org. That's www.equip.org. If you'd like to ask a question about the current issue of the journal, or about doctrinal discernment, critical thinking, or reasons for Christian faith and ethics, then call us right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. But don't stray from this station. The Bible Answer Man will be right back after this.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Don't miss our cover story on famed capitalist and atheistic philosopher Ayn Rand. Our Practical Apologetics feature article, Equipping the Next Generation, highlights five key factors parents can teach children in counteracting worldly philosophy and overdependence on church programs. Our effective evangelism department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. Hank answers an attack on the reliability of the Bible by distinguished University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman as he answers the question, Christ's cleansing of the temple, can Mark and John be reconciled? In his Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast across the United States and Canada from the Christian Research Institute. If you find today's program of particular interest, we invite you to call CRI and order your own subscription of the Christian Research Journal. You won't find a higher quality, more in-depth publication for defending the faith. The latest issue is just being released, and our feature articles include the topics of Ayn Rand and capitalism, equipping your kids to be biblical Christians in the next generation, biblical inerrancy, and self-proclaimed Kansas City prophet Mike Bickle's end-time teaching. To start your subscription or give a gift subscription, call toll-free 888-7000-274. Or go online right now on our secure website at www.equip.org to order your subscription to the Christian Research Journal. That's equip.org. Well, now, here to tell us more about what's inside the journal are our guests Elliot Miller and Melanie Cogdill with our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy, and just mentioned Christ's cleansing of the temple. Can Mark and John be reconciled? Bart Ehrman says no. In his book, Jesus Interrupted, the James A. Gray Distinguished Professor of Religious Studies at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, posed the following as the first of many errors and inconsistencies in the Bible. He says, and I quote, "The Gospel of Mark indicates that it was the last week of Christ's life that he cleansed the temple. In John, it happened at the very beginning of Christ's ministry. Some readers have thought that Jesus must have cleansed the temple twice, once at the beginning of his ministry and once at the end. But that would mean that neither Mark nor John tells the true story, since in both accounts he cleanses the temple only once. Moreover, says Bart Ehrman, if this reconciliation of the two accounts historically plausible, if Jesus made a disruption in the temple at the beginning of his ministry, why wasn't he arrested by the authorities themselves at that particular point, right then? And then he concludes by dogmatically asserting, historically speaking then, the accounts are not reconcilable. Well, is Bart Ehrman right? Is this just one more in a litany of errors made by the gospel writers? Or is this just indicative of a professor gone wild? And I think that's relevant, answering the question in this edition of the Christian Research Journal, because it's a classic example, Melanie, of conservative students going to college, sitting under a professor who says, I was once a Christian, but I've studied and I have found out that the Bible has more errors than one could possibly imagine, and therefore no credible scholar, no conscientious student could ever believe the Bible to be relevant.
That's right, Hank. I think that the Christian Research Journal is the must-have for every college student that's going away to college this fall in a matter of weeks, because in it we cover all kinds of things like this article that will equip them to have an answer to those objections that you're going to hear in your Bible as literature class, as well as we have another article on inerrancy that goes over talking about the uniqueness of the Bible, because they're going to get the teaching that the Bible's just a creation story like any other number of ancient stories.
Yeah, Elliot, I think that the article by James White, Does Inerrancy Matter Any Longer, is a relevant article. I mean, we've been fighting for the inerrancy of the Scriptures for a long time. Now, we claim that the autographs are inerrant, but we certainly don't claim that the copies or that the translations that we have today are inerrant.
Well, that's absolutely correct. However, the critical point to add at that juncture is that that we have enough knowledge about how these copies were made that there is a whole science built up around that textual criticism that certainly gives us confidence with the text that we do have, because we are able to identify the points in time and space when errors entered in, because they start appearing in certain manuscripts from certain areas that are of a certain age. And so you can isolate out most of the errors. And in fact, you know, the vast majority of copying errors do not affect meaning at all. And we did an article on this just a year or two ago. And in fact, it was addressing Bart Ehrman. And it pointed out that, you know, just a couple of texts that where meaning would be affected, and it doesn't, even those texts don't change doctrine. They don't have any impact on our actual beliefs. You know, and so it's really helpful to be informed about this, and also just to realize, and one of the things that we sort of shine a light on in the Christian Research Journal is that in the area of biblical scholarship, there is a lot of bias going on from an anti-supernatural perspective. In other words, people dealing with the biblical text presume before approaching the documents that miracles do not happen. And so they've always got to find an explanation for something that precludes a miracle. So they're biased in that direction, and so therefore they put a lot of credence in theories that explain things non-miraculously that really are unnecessary and do not fit the historical facts. And so this is what we're doing all along. And Bart Ehrman, I'm so glad that you're dealing with him, and it's my understanding, Hank, you're going to be dealing with him for several issues. I just hope we can see you and him debate sometime, because I think you got the answers for him. I love it when you write, as you do in this particular issue, in your Ask Hank column, which we feature every issue, when you write on the Bible and understanding the Bible's context. A lot of times people think that there are errors, and they don't even understand what the purpose of the author is, or how he has arranged his document for particular literary objectives. And you've done your homework on that. You've got great insight into that subject. And I'm always educated and edified whenever I read you writing on the Bible. So I'm glad that we got you lined up to do a lot more of that.
And let's get back to this article by James White, Does Inerrancy Matter Any Longer, Elliot? I mean, this is such a critical question to be addressed. Can we just say that we're going to take care of the poor as Jesus did, as Jesus counseled us to do, and say that truth really isn't the objective? It really doesn't matter whether you can trust the Bible or not. There are good stories, and we can live an incarnational theology as opposed to saying that the Bible is literally true.
Right. Well, see, this is where, this is a critical issue. Having been at CRI for all this time, I've seen inerrancy come up more than once. It was a really hot issue in the early 1980s. Harold Lindzell wrote his book, The Battle for the Bible. But it's coming up in a more sneaky way right now through some, people who are involved with the emerging church movement, because they claim that they affirm inerrancy, but at the same time, they have a watered-down definition of it. And they would say that those of us who insist on inerrancy are putting 20th century or 21st century, beliefs and applying it to a first century. But we would come around and say the exact opposite. We need to let the Bible itself define what inspiration is. And throughout, it is a verbal thing. And it doesn't just apply to teachings on salvation or major spiritual matters. It applies to history and everything that the Bible affirms. Paul hung his hat on that. Jesus hung his hat on that in arguing with the Pharisees, even to the point of, stressing the gender that was used, or the number, was it plural or singular. They based their whole arguments for doctrine on minute details like that. As Jesus said, not one jot nor tittle will fail of the law, and Scripture cannot be broken.
And again, the Christian Research Journal is available to you right now. You can order online at equip.org. at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Melanie, we oftentimes say that the Christian Research Journal, even if you're subscribing, you ought to think about someone within your sphere of influence that needs this magazine, because the Christian world needs discernment skills. This magazine provides it. It's a great resource for a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, someone that you love needs the Christian Research Journal, so it makes a great gift.
Exactly, Hank. I mean, it would be wonderful in church libraries, in Christian school libraries, or for missionaries. Many times missionaries in their budget don't have the means to subscribe, so you know that you should send a subscription to your favorite missionary. And again, this is a way in which we want to equip the body of Christ to understand these issues. And many times pastors don't have time to put the in-depth study on some of these particular teachings or teachers that we do in a well-researched fashion.
We're going to talk on the other side of the break about some of the features of the Christian Research Journal that you may not be aware of. But again, if you're not subscribing to the Christian Research Journal right now, you're missing out. It is a much-needed magazine. It is available through the World Wide Web at equip.org at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI. Before we go to break, I want to spend just a moment talking about the need for people to stand with this ministry at this particular juncture in our history, prayerfully and financially. We've lost some radio stations as a result of simply not having the funds to be able to continue. And the letters are flooding in from people all over the country saying, I'm finding other ways to listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast on the World Wide Web through video blogs. In so many different ways, they are continuing on with the ministry, finding ways to listen to it. Again, at equip.org, you can not only listen to the broadcast live, but you can also listen to archived broadcasts. So there's a lot available on the World Wide Web. It's an easy way to listen to the broadcast. A lot of people say, I used to listen to you on the radio. Now we've got to go up to another room in the house and listen to you on a computer. But again, we're staying on many, many radio stations. But for those people that really want this ministry to touch the lives of people in a meaningful fashion, it just takes resources. And we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. If you can make a donation to the ministry right now, it'd be deeply appreciated. You can do it on the World Wide Web, again, at equip.org. Resource Consultants is always standing by, 888-7000 CRI. And as mentioned, you can write me and let me know that you're standing with us prayerfully and financially at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I want to talk about one of the most provocative articles in this issue of the Christian Research Journal on the other side of the break. It's about Mike Bickle's End Time Teaching and the International House of Prayer. It's controversial. Stay tuned. We'll be tackling it head on in just a few moments.
To find out more about any of the articles Hank has been discussing, to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, or to give as a gift to your pastor or friend, call 888-7000-CRI. That translates to 888-7000-274. Or you can start your subscription online by going to our safe and secure website at www.equip.org. Bible Answer Man fans, there are now more ways than ever to interact with the radio program and Hank Hanegraaff. Besides listening online, podcasting, watching video clips, or reading Hank's blog, you can also access more of Hank through Facebook, Twitter, and our brand new website at www.equip.org, where you can access all of these new media. At last count, CRI reaches people in over 177 countries through the research materials, resources, and our broadcast found at equip.org. You can help too. Spread the word by posting links to our website and articles from your Facebook page and your tweets. It's all at equip.org. But don't touch that dial. Hank will return right after these messages.
Thank you. Outside of the holy words of Jesus and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings of the Bible, the words of men such as Augustine, Martin Luther, and Jonathan Edwards have most stirred the Christian church throughout history.
I seek an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
Now, these timeless works have been captured on CD by master storyteller Max MacLean in a collection called Classics of the Christian Faith. This high-quality compilation contains five of the greatest works by five of the greatest leaders of church history. It will enhance your Christian walk and give you a new appreciation for our rich heritage.
My conscience is captive to the Word of God. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me.
Classics of the Christian Faith CD Collection, narrated by Max MacLean. To order, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Find it on our website at equip.org.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Don't miss our cover story on famed capitalist and atheistic philosopher Ayn Rand. Our practical apologetics feature article, Equipping the Next Generation, highlights five key factors parents can teach children in counteracting worldly philosophy and overdependence on church programs. Our effective evangelism department equips you to respond to the difficult problem of evil objection. Hank answers an attack on the reliability of the Bible by distinguished University of North Carolina professor Dr. Bart Ehrman as he answers the question, Christ's cleansing of the temple, can Mark and John be reconciled? In his Ask Hank column.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Some teachers outside the church proclaim we are God.
I'm just curious, where does God come into the whole secret?
Good question.
Yeah, God is all of us.
Other teachers inside churches proclaim that we are God.
If dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together, what are they producing?
Well, who is God? Are we God? Everyday people make significant life and death, health and financial decisions based on faulty information about who God is and what He promises. And that is precisely why Hank Hanegraaff has written Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. Thousands have been helped out of the faith movement by the Christian Research Institute, but many more must be rescued. To get your copy of Hank's Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or log on to our secure website at www.equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. The Bible Answer Man is here to provide the answers that people are looking for because truth matters. Many listeners and Christian leaders have told us of the importance of these answers, like Christian musician Phil Ehart, founder of the band Kansas and supporter of the Christian Research Institute for nearly 25 years.
The Christian Research Institute, to me, is the gold standard of truth. And that's why I stand with you, and that's why I've always supported you. The Christian Research Institute, you have no peers as far as I'm concerned. And I think as a Christian, wherever you are in your walk right now, there's nothing more important than the truth. And Jesus is the truth. And that's why I would ask for people listening to prayerfully support and financially support. And take that step forward and be on the team and be a part of it as I have for almost 25 years now.
The truth is, it simply takes resources to do the unique job that the Christian Research Institute does every day. So we're asking for your financial and prayerful participation. If you can make a special gift to the Christian Research Institute or join the Bible Answer Man support team, CRI Fellowship, or the President's Council, contact us right now toll-free at 888-7000-274 or go to our secure website at www.equip.org. Besides the outstanding feature articles in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, our regular departments include Viewpoint, Practical Hermeneutics, our ever-popular Ask Hank, and Effective Evangelism. In this edition, our Viewpoint column challenges, how relevant is relevance?
To start your subscription to the award-winning Christian Research Journal or to give a gift subscription to a pastor or friend, call 888-7000-CRI. Or start your subscription online by going to our website at www.equip.org. And now, let's get back to the Bible Answer Man. Here's Hank.
One of the most chilling articles in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, which we're talking about, is called Forerunner Eschatology. It was written by Andrew Jackson, and it's about Mike Bickle's end time teaching and the International House of Prayer. Mike Bickle firmly claims that we can know the specific season of the return of Jesus Christ and tells his followers that he believes the end of the world will unfold in this generation. In light of his conviction that we're living in the generation of Christ's second coming, Mike Bickle preaches that God is now raising up an elite end-time forerunner movement within the church. And thousands of last-day forerunner Christians are going to emerge in the spirit and power of Elijah. They're going to defeat the Antichrist, soon-coming one-world government. And he says that Christ's second coming can be sped up according to the degree of the church's spiritual maturity and readiness. The end times, he says, will reveal a killing Christ who is covered with blood as he marches through Jordan to Jerusalem while engaging the Antichrist's army in physical combat. And he envisions the end time forerunner church will experience greater things than the apostles themselves. He emphasizes that during the end times, Moses' miracles and the miracles of the book of Acts will be combined and multiplied on a global level as the praying church looses God's judgment on the earth. And one of the most stunning things that he says over and over again is that the New Testament prophets stand in line to greet end-time prophets and apostles. In other words, the bottom line is the prophets today in the forerunner church are more significant than the biblical prophets were. Now, as hard as that may be to believe, here's Mike Bickle speaking about what another false prophet, Bob Jones, said to him and giving credence to this false message.
Paul was anxious to talk to the end-time apostles and prophets more than the end-time apostles and prophets would have been to talk to Paul. He said because what they would do would go far greater in the glory of God.
Amen.
And the saints in the New Testament would wait in line to greet the apostles coming from this generation.
And of course, that wasn't the only time he said it. Again, Mike Bickle speaking about what Bob Jones, a false prophet, said to him.
That's the accountability factor. But there's another factor that Paul was anxious because he said that he came running up to him and he said, you're Paul. And he said, but you're a prophet from the end time generation. You far surpassed your generation, mine. He says, and I have a right to hear you first because Paul was anxious to talk to the end time apostles and prophets more than the end time apostles and prophets would have been to talk to Paul. He said, because what they would do would go far greater in the glory of God.
Amen.
And the saints in the New Testament would wait in line to greet the apostles coming from this generation.
Elliot, it is chilling for me to hear those words. You have, on the one hand, people like Barterman, who claims to be a former Christian, now a happy agnostic, who is damaging or destroying the faith of all kinds of young people. And then you have a man like Mike Bickle who is perverting the faith of thousands of young people.
Yes, and we can't stress enough how popular this teaching is among young people and how many young people who are typically idealistic are being drawn into a movement that purports to teach the discipline of prayer, 24-hour prayer is always going on, and that this prayer really is instrumental in God's plan to bring judgment upon the world for its sin. In other words, this movement is seen as so significant because it's very much analogous to John the Baptist. He was the forerunner for the first coming of Jesus, and Mike Bickle's movement, the movement that he's speaking about and encouraging and raising up, will be the forerunner for the second coming of Jesus and will play a critical role by unleashing God's judgments through prayer. And so this is drawing young people in, and at the same time, it is giving them a warped view of Christianity, where the focus of prayer becomes unleashing judgments upon the lost rather than praying and working toward the salvation of the lost. And it's also teaching an elitism we just heard the elitism that was spoken about, you know, that these prophets and apostles of the end time movement are greater than the apostles and prophets of the first century foundational church. And so that's very disturbing. And then that leads to another disturbing thing, and that is that the whole movement is based on extra-biblical revelation. In other words, not only do they believe that prophecy continues today, which charismatics and Pentecostals typically do, but they carry it a step further, and they put it on a level where it is bringing forth new revelation, or at least new interpretations from the Bible that nobody using good hermeneutics ever came to before. Like this whole vision of the end times, how do good hermeneutic practices get that out of the Bible? It doesn't. It took God giving visions and revelations to Mike Bickle to get this truth out of the Bible. And so that is new revelation.
And again, it gets to the issue of discernment. How can so many people fall for the skin of the truth stuffed with a lie? The answer, very simply, I would say, Elliot, is if you don't know the truth, you're bound to fall for all kinds of counterfeits.
Right. And you know, this is nothing new in a sense. I mean, Mike Bickle is and this International House of Prayer ministry is the latest manifestation of a movement that has been alive ever since the 1950s, and that is the Latter Rain movement that was originally spearheaded by William Branham.
Denied the Trinity.
Who denied the Trinity, absolutely, and taught the Satan seed doctrine, that the Jews are the sons of Satan, and on and on. And so he was an outright heretic, okay, but yet he still looked back upon fondly as a great man of God. And his methods for seeing, you know, he would be in prayer meetings and he would see angels hovering over people, and then he would pronounce that these people were being healed. Well, these same kind of methods are used in the current apostles and prophets or fivefold ministry movement, which Mike Bickle is a representative of. You know, so what you have then is, this is not new, but what Mike Bickle has done that's interesting and disturbing is he's tied it together in a nice, pretty package. He's taken these different strands of the Latter Rain movement and put on a few new emphases, and it is appealing. You know, if you don't know better, it all seems to make sense, and that's why Christians need to be alerted to this, because people will get drawn into it. It's dynamic. And I'm especially concerned about our charismatic and Pentecostal brothers and sisters, because already, even up to this point, there's been much fellowship between people in the fivefold ministry, apostles and prophets, kind of Latter Rain movement, and mainstream charismatics. There hasn't been enough spiritual discernment among charismatics about the aberrant and at times even heretical teachings within that movement. Well, this could just step up that whole process all the more. So people, and especially our listeners who are charismatics, Pentecostals, who intersect with other people in that movement, you need to educate yourself about this. You need to get the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
And again, it is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can write me right now at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, or simply order in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Tomorrow we want to talk about Ayn Rand and her view of capitalism, because right now we are facing a crucial economic crisis in this country. And for many people, even Christians, capitalism is associated with the notion of greed. We're going to broach the topic tomorrow of Christian capitalism, responsibility associated with wealth. We're going to talk about what makes capitalism work and what can cause the demise of capitalism. There are all kinds of myths concerning capitalism. And in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, those myths regarding capitalism are exploded by Jay Richards. It is an intriguing piece. It is worth the price of the magazine all by itself. Again, was Ayn Rand right when she associated capitalism with greed? Is there such a thing as Christian capitalism? You will see the myths about capitalism, which, by the way, are being perpetrated in our culture by the far left, who are pushing us towards socialism. And in some cases, even fascism, an active, aggressive opposition or resistance to transcendence. Again, the Christian Research Journal, it's available right now. Check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And we'll be back on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, talking about some of the intriguing features in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. We're also going to be talking about what's coming up in the next few issues. So stay tuned for that tomorrow.
We appreciate Melanie Cogdill and Elliot Miller for joining us for today's program. They'll be back again tomorrow with more insights into the latest edition of the journal. The Christian Research Journal provides well-researched answers and illuminating illustrations with the help of award-winning authors and artists in each edition. Just one more reason to call CRI and start your subscription. Right now is the perfect time to call since we've just released our latest issue. It also makes the perfect gift for your pastor or minister or friend. Just call us at 888-7000-CRI and tell the resource consultant you'd like to order or give the award-winning Christian Research Journal, or go to our website 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. You can also write to us to start your subscription at P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip 28271. Hank Hanegraaff is coming to California in September. Hank will be speaking in Southern California at Newberry Park on Wednesday, September 16th at the Living Oaks Church Midweek Series on Worldview Issues from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There will also be a question and answer session. Again, that's Wednesday, September 16th. Then on Friday and Saturday, September 18th and 19th, Hank will be speaking in the San Francisco area at the 2009 California Christian Apologetics Engaging the Culture for Christ Conference at Harbor Light Church in Fremont. For more information on how to attend or register for either California event, go to www.equip.org. And don't forget to invite your friends. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Is there scientific evidence for intelligent design? Are scientists being silenced for advocating it? Those questions and more are explored in the provocative new documentary movie, Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, starring actor and writer Ben Stein.
91% of Americans believe that we were created by God, yet that belief has been completely shut out of any scientific discussion of the origins of life in schools. But new science is showing astounding evidence of a designer, and that science needs to be seen and heard.
Expelled exposes the modern-day witch hunt in which scientists and teachers are persecuted for questioning the theory of evolution. Stein confronts the world's leading atheists and Darwinists and uncovers their hidden agenda to suppress the new science that points to evidence of a creator. Expelled.
Order Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed, featuring Ben Stein on DVD from CRI by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.